You know, the promises of this book and the promises that Jesus had given to us and we hang on to is the promise of eternal life. We are not a religion. We are people of God who have a personal relationship with God through Christ, what makes us so much different. And Carol believed that in all her heart. So we want to be able to share some of the things in Scripture. And I chose from a Scripture text in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Now Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, was King David's son. He was good all through his young age. And then he got tangled up in the worldly stuff. And when he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, he poured his heart out about things that he didn't quite understand or what was going on. But this hits home to all of us. New Living Translation. Oh, it's printed on the back of your bulletin, too. New Living Translation, one that I use. And sometimes New Living Translations are a wee bit different because languages change. But for the most part, the Scripture is accurate. He said there's a time for everything. There's a time and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to rebuild, a time to cry, and a time to laugh. I hope we laugh a lot a little later on in the service. A time to grieve, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak up, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And then he expands on that. He said, what do people really get for all of their hard work? I have thought about this in connection with various kinds of work God has given people to do. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. So I concluded that there is nothing better for people than to be happy, enjoy themselves as long as they can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God. And I know that whatever God does is final. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it. God's purpose in this is that people should fear him, also translated love him. Whatever exists today, whatever will exist in the future, has already existed in the past, for God calls each event back to its term. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.